Welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly source for the latest updates from the region's thriving aerospace cluster. I'm Emma, and joining me is Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. It's always exciting to dive into the latest industry developments.
Today, we're going to talk about a major milestone achieved by Velocity Composites in the United States. Daniel, what can you tell our listeners about this achievement?
Sure, Emma. Velocity Composites has reached a key milestone with its first U.S. facility. The 40,000 square feet facility in Alabama has been granted AS9100 and AS9120 status.
I see. What does that mean for the company and the industry?
Well, these standards ensure the highest quality processes and standards in designing, manufacturing, and distributing parts for the aerospace sector. It's a big deal because it matches the accreditations at their UK site, which were renewed in 2022.
That is so cool. So what's next for Velocity Composites?
According to John Bridges, the CEO, the next step is to complete the full site build and bring their technology on site. They plan to start delivering from early 2023 and run all programs from later in the year.
I see. And what kind of customer agreement are they working on in the US?
The new facility in Alabama will supply composite material kits under a new customer agreement. These will cover a diverse range of high-performance composite structures for military, civil, and business jet programs.
That sounds like a significant contribution to sustainability efforts.
Absolutely. Velocity's software helps improve sustainability by reducing waste, making efficiencies, and improving traceability in the composite supply chain.
Wow, that is so cool. What about the timeline for production?
Site approvals and first article tests are expected to be completed by the end of 2022. Volume production will start in Q1 2023, with all programs transferred to Velocity by Q3 2023.
That's a great timeline. It shows how committed Velocity is to meeting their goals. Daniel, is there anything else we should know?
Just that the Alabama site has been upgraded to clean room standard and will include Velocity's proprietary digital technology and latest manufacturing systems.
Thanks for that, Daniel. It's clear that Velocity Composites is making waves in the US market with this new facility.
Yes, it's definitely a milestone worth celebrating.
And that's it for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We've covered the major milestone achieved by Velocity Composites in the US.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Stay tuned for more updates on the Northwest Aerospace Cluster.
Until next time, keep soaring with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.